Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with me, but he's actually here with me, but he's not here with me, if you know what I mean. He's not here in the studio. I happen to be in the studio of WRHU at Hofstra University. I love how clever these call letters are. J.J. Kirshner is with me from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio Hofstra University. I had my teeth were cut at WHCR, Heidelberg College Radio. Clever we were then to call it, right? You see, that's how you get started.
Yeah, got started somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Where did you start? I don't think I know that about you. Where the first job?
I actually went to film school. So I studied film and television, a big emphasis on acting, but my broadcast career started with Take Your Daughter to Work Days when it was unofficially Put Your Daughter to Work Days. I opened CDs that would come into my parents' office because they're broadcasters. I interned in high school for a morning show. So I learned what it was like to wake up at dark 30, back when I was still a teenager.
Uh-huh. Well, people have asked me most of the time on the radio. I've been on the radio for a long time, and most of it has been in morning radio because maybe it was because I'm a farm kid, and I've been used to waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning all my life, so it's no big deal to get up at 4 o'clock and do a radio program or to go milk some cows. To make any difference, we're still getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I hear people all the time who do morning radio who say, I'm not really a morning person, they make it work because they got to have a job or it usually is the best paying slot on the radio. You've got to be up for it no matter what you do and what time of day. You need to be well suited for it, and you are well suited for this. So I'm happy to have you with me on the Good Day program, and here as we blend in.
I appreciate being here.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. I would hope that's the case. Anyway, the story list and the people is usually Michael Harrison takes to the microphone and goes through that list, but because he's busy organizing his event at Hofstra, it's to us to go up to us to go through the stories and the people. If you'd like to go through the stories and I'll do the people, or I'll do the stories, you can do the people, whichever you would like, Ms.
Yeah, I'll do the stories. Start at 10 or start at 1?
I'm going to start at 10.
Start at 10.
Count them down.
Extreme weather at number 10. You have Elon Musk and Twitter at number 9. Immigration, border security at number 8. Number 7 is COVID-19. Number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war. Kavanaugh incident at number 5, gun violence legislation at number 4. Number 3 is the January 6th hearings. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1, primaries, Trump and the GOP.
All right. People list, Elon Musk is at 10, Putin is at 9, Professor Kavanaugh, a manner of speaking, I call him professor. I'd like to think all the members of the Supreme Court are experts. They're good teachers. They're learned, etc. So that's why I call him professor. Mitch McConnell is 7. Mike Pence is 6. Liz Cheney, 5. Janet Yellen, 4. Chesa Boudin is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden is 1. So I want to take the Mitch McConnell and Mike Pence combo here, 6 and 7, and apply those two names and their stories to the January 6th hearings that are going on. And if you give me a minute to organize my thoughts, because I just thought of pairing them all together, I will get to it right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
All right, 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Without Michael Harrison this week, he'll be back next week. Jay Kirshner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program has joined me. And I wanted to connect the story of Mike Pence and Mitch McConnell to the January 6th hearings. If you have been watching or listening or are involved in the House committee that's investigating the Capitol riot, they've had their first public hearings this week. They have been quite enlightening. Maybe they've been, some people are going to say that they're too one-sided, they're too anti-Trump, but really the point of having them is to figure out how Trump played into all of this. The evidence has 1,000 interviews, all kinds of photos. You saw some of them if you watched the committee. This is all over prime time on Thursday night. Never before seen video and audio. A lot of eyewitness testimony. The police officer, for example, who was there. The documentary filmmaker who recorded all the events. Accounts from former President Trump's aides, family members. 6 more hearings are scheduled over the next couple of months, focusing on a different aspect of the riot. So what comes out of this? McConnell has a lot to say. People are asking about leadership, both the House and the Senate. Excuse me, why weren't there orders, or why weren't they giving orders to have members of the House and the Senate protected?
And knowing how many people were going to be out there, because it was known that this was going to be a big turnout. So right. Why wasn't there already more security?
They'd known it for weeks. Trump had been whipping them up into a frenzy for weeks. And even the day of, this is going to be an exciting event, you know, that kind of stuff. which does seem kind of irresponsible when you get right down to it. But you know, there are those people who say it's necessary. We've got to have a revolution. We've got to get rid of the bad guys. And the bad guys are always Democrats, and the good guys are always Republicans. And in reality, that's
and
not
vice
the case,
versa.
As we
yep.
all know. Right. So anyway, Trump is seen in the hearing video. As the vote was being taken on the reason it was January 6th is because that was certification day. That was the day the House and the Senate certified that Biden won the election and would be the next president. And so, it was a close vote, and Trump was chiding Pence into getting him to vote, to make it, you know, to send it back to the states to have a recount. And Pence didn't vote that way. And so that was the end of whatever relationship Trump had with Pence was over that day. And you can see it. You knew it after the fact. Mm-hmm. You've seen it since then. And so
that bridge was burned.
Yep. Right. But, you know, Pence became very outspoken. He was never much outspoken. And you know what? In reality, again, going back to who makes you make your bed and you lie in it, Pence was, and I remember saying this any number of times, he was what I described as a lackey for Trump. It was always mm-hmm. about, whenever he spoke, it was always about Trump, 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 Trump. The president wants this, the president is that. And he was clear that he was speaking to the boss or about the boss, and he took no credit for anything. He was a team player, in other words. And for as a thank you, he gets sort of thumped by Trump because he didn't do what Trump wanted him to do because he knew it wasn't right. Say what you will about, you know, some of the partisanship. The partisanship mm-hmm. seemingly has gone out the window here for the most part. With McConnell, he was all over this. You know, he said any number of times, the new president is Biden. He won fair and square. And, you know, although there's never been any love lost between McConnell and Trump because of the things that Trump has said about, you know, when you say and act the way Trump does, you don't have a lot of friends. And he sure doesn't. And it's kind of showing up now. I think if
yeah.
it was ever, you know, looking at the reality.
Yeah, fans, but not friends.
Yeah. That's, very good. I like that. Fans, but not friends. People who think they went there on January 6th to protect the Constitution, how did they know? All they were doing was listening to Trump say, I was robbed of the election. They didn't have any facts. They didn't really know. They had things that they heard, the rumors through social media. But they didn't have any real facts. I must say, what little involvement we had in it, this was, I think this was before you were with me, wasn't it, Jay? Were you with me when that took place, or you hadn't?
No, I wasn't here yet, but it's been talked about so much. We're over 500 days past when it actually happened, and it still almost seems like yesterday because it has been in such focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump thinks that he's using this, all the notoriety coming from this, to launch his next campaign. I think that if anything, this is going to hurt whatever chances he might have had or may have had, other than those who are the loyalists to the nth degree who want to see him president or dictator for life or whatever. If he ever had a chance after this, he doesn't, for being involved in elective politics anymore. At least I don't think he does. I can't imagine people. You know, I've never been a big fan of Liz Cheney's father. I thought he was sort of cut. He was a little, he had a little more savoir faire than Trump had, but he was a manipulator to the nth degree. Between him and Donald Rumsfeld, man, they were two of the biggest problems the country's ever had. But I think Liz Cheney has been pretty responsible, obviously. It'd be interesting to see what happens with her in her reelection bid.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so we'll continue along here, take some of these other items of interest. With regard to weather and climate change, Japan is doing something that I want to talk about with all of you, all of us, as we continue here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a little different venue this week because we're at the studios of the radio station at Hofstra University on Long Island, one of the great schools. Emerson, I was thinking about Emerson and how people have gone there and said that was a great school, and it is. I've actually never been into the radio studio there, but I've been invited here a number of times, so in my mind, this is a better place than the other place because I was invited here. And they have great facilities, so those of you who are parents who have children that are interested in radio, television, film, theater, that sort of thing, this is a great place to examine. Check it out. Hofstra. I love the, how you spell it? H-O-F-S-T-R-A. Unusual name. Good school. Okay.
Sounds great.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, pretty much every week we have something about weather or climate change, that sort of thing. So listen to this, Jay. The Japanese this weekend are going to drop a gargantuan turbine into the Pacific Ocean so that they can harness what they describe as limitless energy. This has the potential for putting water power back into front and center. And this is something that I've never understood. We have, where I am in New England, almost every old town has a mill next to a river. And the reason they built the mills next to the river is because they could get all the power they needed from the water without having to pay for it. They'd install their own turbines, if you will. The turbines are what the Sikhs wear. The turbine would generate the electricity that was needed for the mill. And so now, and then from that, there were places like the Hoover Dam that was built with these huge turbines. The water that was going through the dam running the turbines to generate the electricity needed for that area, which included Las Vegas. So what's happened to that? Why have all these turbines been shut down? There were many of them all around the country generating a lot of our power, and they're gone. Where are they? Why are they being used? So, you know, when you look at harnessing the water, put the water, these turbines are going to go into the way down deep near the Earth's crust. the electrical energy, because the water's warmer down there, it'll sort of create what steam turbines do. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that I understand the whole thing, but what I can tell you is that it is a brilliant way to get focus back again on water power. And so, you know, you have that. I brought up, I think, on the food, farm, and family portion of our Doug Stephan Good Day program, Jay, I brought up the fact that the powers that be in California are trying to shut down some of the water flow to farmers so they can kill, in essence, the biggest industry they have in California is food, farming.
Yeah.
And so the farmers need to have water, and so the state says, oh, well, we're going to take some of your water away, so thus ruining that business, and instead of taking the common sense approach, which whenever they're asked, there's never an answer from a politician or a bureaucrat when asked about two things in California. Arizona and New Mexico have water capturing facilities. What do they call them, cisterns or something like that? I forget what the thing is called, but I think it's a cistern. It's a big it's a big concrete tub, if you will. You collect the water when it rains, and you use it for the obvious reason. Same thing with desalinization. You know, even the environmentalists don't have a real problem with desalinization. So what are you doing? Why
so
aren't you?
What's the holdup?
Yeah, exactly. You got oil drilling wells all up and down the coast of California. So why not purify some of the water? What a bunch of dummies. Okay, it's the 28 past the hour on the countdown.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to in buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Idaho police arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front on Saturday. A whistleblower saw them loading into a U-Haul truck and called authorities. The men were arrested for misdemeanors after being pulled over near an LGBTQ pride event in Coeur d'Alene. More than 70 million Americans are under heat warnings and advisory for the next few days, as heat during the day can be potentially deadly, according to the National Weather Service. Advisories cover nearly the entire state of Texas and Oklahoma and extend as far east as Tennessee. St. Louis, Missouri resident Melissa Davenport on Fox 2 News tells them how she beats the heat by getting up early in the morning.
This plays an important role. 6 a.m. or less could be 5:45, 5:30. I'm even looking to go down a little bit earlier than 6. So whatever it takes just to jump, get ahead of the heat.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin leads in early results from Saturday's special primary for the state's only U.S. House seat as voters eliminated a list of 48 candidates running for the position. 2 days before the Capitol breach on January 6, President Trump personally authorized the use of up to 20,000 National Guardsmen to support local law enforcement if requested. Attorney and former White House Chief of Staff Kash Patel on Epoch Times Saturday says Trump's request was denied by Democrat lawmaker Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser.
Put out the United States Capitol Police own timeline just this past week where the Capitol Police put in writing that the Department of Defense went to them 4 times before January 4th at the end of December saying, do you guys need National Guard assistance? And each and every time the Sergeant-at-Arms of the House, who reports to Nancy Pelosi, and the Sergeant-at-Arms of the Senate, who reports to Chuck Schumer, said no. And Mayor Bowser, in the first week of January, wrote a letter to us, which is now public, declining the National Guard request or that President authorized. So we could not, by law, deploy and employ the National Guard.
The two teams vying for the Stanley Cup championship in hockey have been determined after the Tampa Bay Lightning defeated the New York Rangers Saturday 2-1. The Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 will be at the Colorado Avalanche Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
After the hour, 26 before the new hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find the charts listed at talkers.com and also at dougstephan.com. The week of June 6 to 10 is in the focus. People say, wait a minute, there's 5 days in the week. How come there's only four numbers? Duh. June 6th is 1, 7 is 2, 8 is 3. 9 is 4 and 10 is 5. How do you like that, Jay?
Boom.
I'm on top of it. Pretty good.
Yes.
Huh?
Yeah, I feel like we tend to go to math and it's like, wait a second, 10 minus 6 is 4, but it's like, no, we're not looking at a difference. Each number counts.
The fact that January 6th is the big deal, one of the things that came out of, and I don't know, isn't it funny? Because I've done this poo-pooing of this all along. You haven't listened. Well, you've listened to me a little bit on the DJ. We don't talk about this stuff much on the DJV. I mean, on the, we didn't on the DJV show, and we don't on Doug Stephan's Good Day. I don't like to get into a lot of politics because it usually goes no place, and it's not fun in the time of day that we're on, which is early morning and morning drive and mid-morning for the most part. Most of the stations that carry us are in there, and people don't want to be hit over the head. They seem to like it later in the day when you listen to what's around.
Yeah.
But in the morning, nah, not so much.
Political talk is so, it's just something to be so passionate about. And
yeah.
opinions typically go one way or the other, and so if it's not, if something's said that's not shared with your own opinion, it can be difficult. And yeah, it's just too much arguing anymore within the parties, across parties, watching politicians fight.
There's more to life than politics and government and stuff, as we find out. The list is, you know, has been much more varied over the years than it, the last year or two. It's been all about, you know, politics. And I think that came from the Trump era and the things, the ramifications to our economy that have come out of that. And all right, so I want to get to a couple of things. I am going to go back to January 6th for a minute, and I think we ought to talk about what happened with Brett Kavanaugh this week. The members of this committee have described it as an attempted coup, that is, the January 6th attack. Now, when I hear that, I think of the intention of those words, and the intention, in my mind, of those words is to describe a takeover of the government, something that you would expect in Russia, in China, in some country in the Middle East or down in Africa. But I never, ever put those words together in association with my country. So, you know, it's kind of scary.
You think that stuff doesn't happen here? Well, it's happening now.
No. I remember, you know, because you weren't alive, I remember when Richard Nixon was cast aside, was impeached and resigned, and Gerry Ford stepped in, and in his first speech, his first words were, "Congratulations to America. Ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution works." Those are his words. I remember it like it was yesterday. The Constitution works, referring to the fact that Nixon resigned, and in a peaceful change of power, he, Gerry Ford, became the new president. And there wasn't much support for Nixon at all. Mostly because what he had done was pretty scurrilous, and frankly, he wasn't a likable guy, so it was easy for people to cast him aside. You get to the circumstances that exist today. Trump's not a likable guy either, but he actually, in many people's minds, including mine, accomplished a lot more. And whatever he's done to get in people's faces, he's been pretty upfront about it. There weren't too many secrets. Like with Nixon, you know, the tape recordings and what he called Jews.
Watergate,
how he referred to black people. I mean, he wasn't a nice man.
It was not great. But the thing about Trump, too, he entered the seat as president a businessman. He didn't come in as a politician. And I think that the reason, a large reason why he was voted in the first place was because people were sick of politicians.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, bearing fruit to that, the politicians that are running things now, Biden doesn't seem to be in control. Every time he speaks, somebody comes after him and cleans up whatever his words were. And he even said, I think in public a few weeks ago, "I wish people would stop telling, you know, coming on after me and saying this is what I meant." He's the boss, so he should be telling him not to do it. He shouldn't be saying it publicly, like, "I wish people wouldn't, I say what I am thinking, and that's it." People shouldn't be coming around afterwards and saying, "Well, this is what the president really meant." The president meant what he said. Like on this program or any other program, we say what we think and what we mean, and hopefully you do in your lives as well. What good is conversation? What good is listening if you're, you know, a lot of the stuff, though, may be reflective on social media, Jay, in that the things that appear in social media may not be what people really think. It's a, you know, way to stir things up anyway.
There are a lot of people. I actually have a friend who he's one of those people that will go and chime in on different conversations he sees happening, and he'll say things that he doesn't himself believe, but he just wants to stir the pot because then he wants to watch people freak out and everyone starts attacking each other, and he just reads the comments, and you have so many people like that, and it's not right. It's definitely not right because so many people believe what anyone says.
Right.
And
they listen. They don't think for themselves.
Heartbreaking.
And that's part of the problem with our school system.
Yeah.
Youngsters are not being taught how to think. They're being taught what to think. So anyway, we've got this partisan argument now going on. The stage has been set with the first hearing. The political discourse is if you'll pardon the pun, riotous, if you will. Some of the Republican Party officials are talking about this as legitimate political discourse. Kevin McCarthy, has been pretty out there, when somebody from the Republican Party said this wasn't good, he's trying to soften it. McCarthy, who has said on behalf of some of the Republicans, you know, there are a lot of Republicans say it was a patriotic attempt to defend freedom, but it wasn't really. It was mob. It was a mob. Not, and there's no patriotism involved in being a mob.
Some of the people who I believe that there were a lot of people that went there to protest in a good
manner.
Good. Without,
I'm all for protesting.
But it was
I'm
the other ones that had to ruin it for everybody.
Right. You don't smash windows. You don't punch police. You don't threaten members of Congress. You don't put a noose out there and say you're going to hang the vice president if he doesn't vote the right way. Who does that? Unless, you know, there's a lot of stuff.
Unwell people.
Yeah, right, exactly. Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, and who's after him? Who is after him, by the way? Who is, you know, there's a lot of people who are upset, obviously, about Roe v. Wade, but is this deeper than that? And it's, by the way,
I don't
dangerous.
Know. It seems like a lot of this is from after that the leak of a draft opinion showing the court poised to overturn Roe v. Wade, and with Mitch McConnell is even calling for Senate to pass a bill extending security to Supreme Court justices' families. Mm-hmm. He said that, like, this needs to happen. The Supreme Court justices, there needs to be more security. Security needs to be for the family. But, yeah, look at Kavanaugh, who had somebody who was making threats against him and then actually showed up to his house armed.
Yeah. And so are we going to have to pass legislation to protect everybody who's in government? Are we going to have to put a fence around all government buildings? Are we going to have to put a fence around your town hall? Are we going to have to put a fence around all the schools in the country? And if that's the case, then we are lost. We are, as a country, lost. 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 I think that's the only way you can look at this. All right, let's pause for a moment here as we continue to review some of the thoughts regarding the News Talk Radio world for this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at TreatCV19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If you were lied to when buying a timeshare and worn out, you need my help. Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshare and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today we have 383 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. If you were told in a timeshare presentation that this was available today and today only, that timeshare was a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, call my office now. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600. 800-486-9600.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
All right, a couple of more minutes here in our talk radio countdown show. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, the idea of the war and its position on the list at number six seems to be going up and down. There are a lot of dead cities, it would seem, Jay, now in eastern Ukraine that have just been ravaged by the Russians and their attacks. You look at... And when I say dead cities, I mean destroyed. There's no infrastructure left. The roads are destroyed. The buildings are all destroyed. There's no power. There's no water. There's no livable conditions. Every home, every business, everything has been destroyed.
Gone.
And, yeah, right. This weekend is the 350th anniversary of Peter the Great's birth. He was one of the great czars, emperor of Russia, in fact, and he was a big conqueror. So Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, compared himself to Peter the Great.
Of course he did.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
That way he was speaking with the young entrepreneurs in Moscow?
I think so.
He also was hinting at further invasions.
Yeah,
which
right.
Of course, there's nothing to hint about. He's going to keep going until
nobody's stopping him. This is the vagaries of allowing nuclear power to have gotten where it is. The individual state has more value than the collective. Well, the United Nations, if it had any teeth, would have long ago taken away from everybody the power to build nuclear weaponry. Now it's out of the box. There's too much of it. Who knows in whose hands it rests? You don't trust Putin. I don't know that I trust some of our leaders with the switch, the button, whatever they want to call it.
And if he is, what purpose would that serve? Because there's just too much fallout.
The Earth will survive. Humanity. I mean, sort of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit. The Earth will survive nicely after we're gone. And so we keep doing this kind of stuff, and that's what's going to happen. All right, we've done our best to bring you up to date on the stories, some of the talk and the jargon on talk radio programs around the country. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour on The Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, an overview of what's going on. And with me, I'm Doug Steffen. With me is Jay Kirshner, who's the queen of social media. And every week we have on the Doug Steffen Good Day program lots of comments from social media. So we thought we'd go through the top 10 comments this week from social media as relayed to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So what do we have? What's the comment that's at number 10? These are sort of random, I guess, anyway, Jay, right?
Yeah, a lot of thoughts on the Second Amendment and different mass shootings. Colleen Maxie Smith says, there's something terribly wrong with our people. Why are people killing our own people? I feel like there's something we're missing here. It's the quote-unquote why. Now all I'm trying to figure out is the safest and best country I should spend the rest of my life.
Uh-huh. All right, number 2 on the top 10 comments.
Oddball says, maybe stop reporting on it until all of the facts have been gathered. At this point, it just feels like it's fear-based for political reasons. The details seem to fade away after a couple of days or until there's something else to cause fear in the masses.
Yeah, that's something else to cause fear is there for sure. All right, number 3, another comment.
Dave Evernham says, stop putting it all over social media, giving other quote-unquote nut jobs an idea. And to tie in with this one, Linda Sanchez says, I agree, people are copycats.
That's for sure. So that would be number 3 and number 4. You have another
item?
No,
that's number 3.
Is that number 3? All right, put it together. All right, keep going.
John Pericles says, there are more shootings. Crazies attract more crazies. Studies prove it. But drum roll, they wouldn't be able to do it without guns.
Mm-hmm. So he wants to take all the guns away, it sounds like. Anyway, take guns away from people. Okay, let's have all the comments, the top 10 comments, pretty much all are focused on gun violence and the situation, which, by the way, is number 4 this week on our countdown.
Most of the comments. Yeah, that was definitely the hottest topic this week. Some other comments are about the high school graduation speaker who had an anti-gay marriage speech where Dan Meyer says, it seems as though there is no rule for what is out of bounds for any entity, special interest, or venue anymore. Workplace, entertainment venues, schools, libraries, all seem to be inappropriately used to collect people to certain platforms.
That's freedom of speech, Jay. Didn't you know that? That's all freedom of speech. That's what people are hiding. But I want to tell you what I think. Okay. Well, we have a radio program based on that. There's a lot of radio based on that and television as well. So these people now have a platform through social media. All right. What's number 7 on the list?
Greg Donahoe says, it's hard to say in this case regarding the commencement speaker. I don't think it was hateful. He's an alumnus of the school who stayed in the region, made a successful business, and serves on the board of an organization helping people with disabilities. These addresses are for the invited speaker to share what they feel has made them successful. It strikes me there is way too much attention on these comments. I doubt the media would care one iota about a school in a town with a population of 560 souls in central Ohio if it wasn't feeding some outrage machine. Doug lived in the region for a good chunk of his life, so I'd be interested in hearing his perspective on this, which we just got.
Yeah, beat you to the punch. All right, number 8 in terms of top 10 comments.
Krista Ann says, listening this morning on the mass shootings here in Ames, Iowa last week, a man went to church and killed 2 young women who attended Iowa State University and then turned the gun on himself. It's a senseless act and encourages people to keep praying.
It's cowardly. I think that's a better way. That's the way I put it anyway. All right, comment number 9 of the top 10.
Maria Heritage says that, this is regarding gas prices now, that she's tired of hearing everybody talk about how high the gas prices are and why they keep, or how they keep raising. She wants to know why it's happening and what anybody is doing to stop it.
Nobody's doing anything to stop it because we don't have any good leadership, and we have energy companies gouging everybody. So you've got the Russian problem connected to a Middle Eastern problem, and now we have, it's like a perfect storm, frankly. All right, what's number 10? What's the last comment in the top 10?
At Deb One Keller tweeted us that she is tired of paying for gas when she's making minimum wage and the gas prices are more than that.
I know somebody who travels 20 miles in each direction, works on minimum wage, drives an old Ford pickup truck that gets about 7 miles to a gallon. I get it. I don't know how they do it either, frankly. And that's something to keep in mind, in my mind, when you go to the ballot box the next time. That's a very important component of our economic well-being. All right, Jay, good. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, top 10 comments this week from social media on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.